And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is getting ready for 2011. My first guest is known as the Goals Guy. He helped us set goals for 2011 and keep them with his 100-day challenge. My next guest will discuss this year's hottest topic, social networking. He'll give us the secret smart entrepreneur's guide to social networking. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Greg Pitstick helps all kinds of companies and professionals harness the power of social networking. To show you how far back Greg goes with social networking, in the early 1990s, he led a project to build one of the first corporate knowledge sharing systems for Accenture, where he spent 16 years of his professional life reaching the position of partner. Accenture, in case you don't know, is one of the top consulting firms in the world today. Greg graduated magna cum laude from the University of Dayton with a degree in management information systems and a minor in computer science. Greg is the author of two books. His latest book is titled The Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Social Networking. He's married to Michelle for 17 years. They have four children. They live in Cincinnati, Ohio, the Queen City. Welcome to the show, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest, because this is the hottest topic of the year 2010, as far as I'm concerned. More discussion around social media, social marketing, and so forth and so on. And we've had a lot of experts on the show in months past. So my first question to you is a businessman's question. How do you make money with social networking?
You know, there's a great book out by Bob Berg, and he said that all things being equal, people will buy from those that they know, like, and trust. And so your goal with the whole social media side, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, is getting your customers and potential customers to know you, like you, and trust you, which really is saying that you're not trying to sell to them. You're trying to get a relationship with them.
All right. So it is all about building relationships. It's helping to bridge that gap, giving yourself some credibility in all of that. But how does that translate into dollars? I mean, that's sort of like laying the foundation for a house, but you don't know what the building's going to look like just based on the foundation, do you?
No. In fact, at the end, once you have a relationship with someone, you can give them offers. You can give them coupons, discounts, specials. They'll refer their friends. If they remember your business, they'll refer you on to other people. It's a great way to grow your business, just similar like word-of-mouth marketing.
Well, word-of-mouth marketing is by far the most effective type of marketing out there, certainly the most cost-effective marketing that's out there as well. All right, well, then the next question that a businessman might have about social media marketing is, which social medium or media do I choose? And I think here of the poor person who chose MySpace as the foundation for all of their social marketing.
Well, MySpace is gone by the wayside.
Exactly.
The real number one tool that every business owner, you could own a small dry cleaning business, an auto repair shop, it really doesn't matter. You need to be on Facebook first.
All right.
Out of every two people in the United States over the age of 10 is on Facebook.
Really? It's one out of two now. Okay, so one out of two people over the age of 10 is on Facebook. So I set up a Facebook page. Now I'm lost in the crowd. I mean, where do I go from here?
Great. So once you have your page built, and you need to have a page built designed for your business, then you need to get fans, because otherwise it's like putting up a billboard in the middle of the desert. It's not going to do you any good.
All right, that makes sense. So Facebook is a cornerstone. What others should I look at? I don't think Facebook is going away anytime soon, but what about some of these other social media sites? They may not be quite as stable.
The other ones that I suggest to people to use is, first, get Facebook under your belt. Also look at having a blogging-type website that you own, that no matter what changes, Facebook, YouTube, something new coming in, you own your own website. And then I tell people to go off and explore Twitter and YouTube, and if you're in a professional services, LinkedIn.
All right, so Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn are the cornerstones for what you're doing. I'm going to come back to what you said about blogging. I blog daily, as a matter of fact, but the question is, really, isn't the blogosphere getting overly crowded, overly saturated? Again, you get lost in the shuffle with so many different blogs that you can look up on Technorati or one of the other blog search engines.
you really do get lost, and which is key to having a blogging strategy where you actually use your location that you are so that you write about what you do, including your location name. So then you come up when usually people search on their city, so you come up in the search results. But you should also use your blog as your content factory or your content home, where you take it from there, and then you can publish pieces out through Twitter, pieces out into YouTube or into Facebook, and up onto LinkedIn. So it's kind of like in the center of your hub there, and you can take that content and reuse it through the different social networks.
Now, I like that, your content factory. So expand on that for me. If I write a blog entry on my blog today, how could I parlay that into something that appears on YouTube?
Great. For YouTube, you could actually, you're going to have to make a video because YouTube's a video type format.
Mm-hmm.
But you post the video on YouTube and then put it into your blog post. But other ways you can do it is you can write a blog post and then turn around and have that automatically integrated to your Facebook fan page so it appears on your Facebook fan page as soon as you post it.
I see. Okay, so you're killing two birds with one stone there. I like that.
And then you could tweet about it, so to draw people in, and it could appear on your LinkedIn page, too, automatically.
All right, well, then that sounds very, very logical, very methodically. So let's talk about this. If listeners are hearing the sound of our voice, Greg, and they're planning for 2011 for their business, and give them a simple blueprint that they can follow for their social media marketing needs for next year.
Yeah. You really need a strategy. And in fact, if people go to My Social Wizard, that's my website, mysocialwizard.com, we have the steps that you can download. I'll just summarize them here, though, for you. First, you've got to decide what you want out of it. Do you want to get deeper relationships? Do you want new customers? Do you want referrals? So you got to figure a plan. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to get up on at least Facebook and probably your blog. And then you need to start getting fans is the next step and attracting people, which means you need to go offline, too. We all forget about that. We think it's all online, and it's not. You should put it inside your newsletter, in any coupons you have, on your business card. You know, go offline to attract people.
All right. Now, that's an important point right there. So it's not just an online world anymore. It's a combination of online and offline.
Yeah, in fact, I know one of my clients is an auto repair shop, and what they do is they have a little sign in the shop saying, like our fan page from your phone and bring it up to the cash register, and they give you $10 off your service right there.
Really? That's a great idea. All right.
And everyone's doing it. You can text it in.
Exactly. It makes it easy. We're talking to Greg Pitstick, everybody, the Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Social Networking. We're getting some real meat and potatoes here, Greg. This is good. So in addition to the auto repair shop, what are some other types of clients that you're working with to help them set their strategies?
Oh, I actually am working with accountants, chiropractors, dentists, periodontists, real estate agents, and more.
Wow.
On their various Facebook strategies, and actually some celebrities out there in California.
Some celebrities. Oh, anybody that you can name?
No one I can name yet, but there's going to be some new pages up that will look really slick in January.
All right. Well, that's good, and we'll look forward to that. We're talking to Greg Pitstick, everybody. So, Greg, so set your goals. Decide what you want to get out of the site. What would be some other simple blueprint strategy things that people can do getting ready for 2011?
You got to attract the fans, and then this is the part where most people fall on their face. And that is you actually have to have interaction with them. You have to put things up there that people like, that they're going to want to hear about. And let's say that you're a pest inspector. You kill bugs for a living.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to hear about you killing bugs.
Right.
You know, you got to put stuff up there that's interesting for your fans, which is like going to a cocktail party. You don't go in there and talk all about yourself. You ask questions. You just use the same rules that you would use to go to a party to talk to people. You ask questions. You have lively topics on things besides work. And that's what you put up on Facebook and on your blog. And that's how you attract and build relationships.
So blogging and Facebook really is nothing more than going to a cocktail party in cyberspace?
Almost. In fact, if people haven't gone to it, go look at Zappos, the online shoe company. Go look at their fan page, and you'll see, you know, a lot of the posts have nothing to do with shoes.
All right, that sounds good. What are some other tips, Greg, that we can glom onto to help better prepare us for our social marketing for 2011?
The other one is you can't outsource it to the teenage kid. I talked to so many business owners, especially small ones, that said, oh, I just gave it to the kid down the street because he knows the platform. He knows how to use Facebook. Well, I said, would you give him your marketing strategy, your customer service, let him answer the phones for you? He goes, oh, Lord, no, I just let him do Facebook. And I said, well, he's doing all that on Facebook.
I see. All right. So this is going to require a substantial investment of time on the part of the person who dives into it. Kind of give us an idea for busy business people. What are some of the time constraints that you've got to put into social media on a daily, weekly basis?
You can do it, they say, in less than an hour a day. You know, honestly, if you put 15 minutes to half an hour a day towards it, you're going to be doing fantastic. You're going to be doing great. But you can also delegate it. We actually run it for some businesses, but the owner can't abdicate responsibility. They still have to review things because it's reflecting their business. Just like you may have someone create an ad for you, you still are going to review that ad before it goes out.
All right. Delegate, but don't abdicate. We're talking to Greg Pitstick, everybody, author of the book, The Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Social Networking. And I like that. One of the things that you say in your book that I want to discuss a little bit more fully is get results from short burst action plans. So you're saying, you know, do a lot of high concentrated energy work on something and then move on to something new. Now, what do you mean by that specifically? And we're all taught that slow and steady wins the race, not fast and frenetic. So how can you actually be successful with these short bursts?
One is this environment is changing rapidly. The Facebook in June of next year, I don't know what it's going to exactly look like and what they're going to roll out new. There's no point in trying to do grandiose long-term plan. What I tell my clients is take whether it's 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and do a goal. And your goal is like, I'm going to have 500 of my customers as fans. And then do it. Go out there and just focus on that one thing and get it done. We as Americans are so famous for starting about 20 different things and getting nothing done. And I'd rather see my clients get one thing done over 4 weeks and 20 things started.
All right. I understand what you're saying, and I get that. I kind of like the fact that the Internet is moving that fast that you really can't set any long-term plans. Now, again, thinking at this with a business mind, we're putting all this effort and energy and, in many cases, money into this endeavor for social media marketing. How do we measure the results, Greg?
That's a great question. You got to measure it along the way. One, on Facebook as a business, you can actually measure and see how many impressions each post you had. So how many people saw your post? Like I just did a post on my fan page, My Social Wizard, on Facebook just the other day, and I saw that in 2 days it hit over 2,000 impressions, meaning 2,000 people saw my post. Well, then what I do is I turn around and have specials and things that I can actually measure back in the store. So if let's say that I'm a bakery and I can have a special just on Facebook, you can measure that to see how many people come back in, you know, because it really matters. The cash register's got to ring at the end of the day.
That's it. Yeah. All right. So now how do you measure the number of people that have checked a post on your Facebook page?
If you look at your own fan page, you have to be the administrator of the page.
Right.
They give you something called Insights, and it will tell you how many people saw your individual post and how many people interacted with it, meaning they clicked like or they commented on it. So you can then tune your interaction strategy to see how many people are you really reaching.
Oh, now that's clever. That's worth the price of admission right there. We're talking to Greg Pitstick, everybody, author of the book, The Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Social Networking, The Secrets of Using Social Networking to Get More Customers Without Spending a Ton of Cash. Boy, you wrote this book based on the word, or at least the title based on the number of words, didn't you, Greg? All right, so give us some other ideas, some things that we should be thinking about for 2011 when it comes to our social media strategy. And in particular, you mentioned the big four, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. YouTube made a big, significant stride this year. YouTube actually had more searches on it than Google did for the first time ever. So talk to us about YouTube, if you will. How important is that in any business's marketing strategy?
Video is huge. It is so easy now to create a video. If you have an iPhone, the new iPhone, you can create a short video, cut off the front, cut off the end, and upload it to YouTube right there from your phone. You don't need expensive equipment. And people love watching videos, but there's a key thing is that they have to be short videos, meaning 5 minutes or less, because no one likes spending, you know, a lot of time watching these things.
Right.
They need to be fun and engaging and give some good tips and information. And people love watching them, and they're reusable. You could take your YouTube video, put it on your blog. You could have it on Facebook. You could tweet it out. People love looking at them. They love watching. It's just a whole different medium that you can use to reach your audience.
All right, but let's go back to an example that you used earlier. Let's say I'm a pest control guy. How can I make a fun video about killing bugs?
Well, actually, let's think about this. One is you got your potential client who has bugs, and then what you could do is you could talk about the different types of infestations that commonly happen in your area and how you treat them. So that would be to your potential customer. But then you could do something fun for your customers who have been your customers in the past. And it could be everything from how to handle your garden to have fewer pests in your garden, ladybugs, some tied into something organic, short little tips that people can actually use in their lives.
Oh, I like it, and that's fun. I always like adding fun to anything that I do in my marketing. And, Greg, you are fun as well. We've been talking to Greg Pitstick, author of the book The Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Social Networking. Greg, if people liked you, liked the sound of your voice, wanted to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, two places. One is become a fan of our fan page. Go to facebook.com/mysocialwizard, and you can also go to our website, which is mysocialwizard.com. We got example fan pages there and lots of tips for business owners, and we're adding more content all the time.
Oh, that is great. Greg, you've been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
And Happy New Year to you.